Chapter 2, SPSV Driver Licensing. Chapter Overview. This chapter explains how to get an SPSV license. Introduction to the SPSV Driver License. Requirements to get an SPSV Driver License. SPSV Driver License Application Process. Renewing your SPSV Driver License. Your rights and responsibilities. 2.1. Introduction to the SPSV Driver License. Responsible Organisations. There are two organisations involved in the SPSV Driver License process, An Garda Síochána and the NTA National Transport Authority. An Garda Síochána Responsibilities. An Garda Síochána, the National Police Service of Ireland, is the SPSV Driver Licensing Authority. It is responsible for supplying SPSV Driver License Application Forms, PSV 1518, at Garda stations, managing applications that are received, checking applicants to decide their suitability, including a background check, vetting. Where appropriate, granting and renewing SPSV Driver Licenses, PSV 17. NTA Responsibilities. Administering the SPSV Driver Entry Test. Administering the Safeguarding and Disability Awareness Professional Development Course. Collecting SPSV Driver License Fees. Issuing the SPSV Driver Identification ID cards once the SPSV Driver's License has been granted by An Garda Síochána. An SPSV driver must always have this card with them when operating. Managing the SPSV Driver License Register Records as described in Chapter 1, The SPSV Industry. 2.2. Requirements to get an SPSV Driver License. The SPSV Driver Licenses are given only to people who meet the following requirements. An Garda Síochána have confirmed them to be a suitable person to hold an SPSV Driver License. They have an up-to-date and official driving license for Class B or higher. They have possessed a driving license continuously without endorsement in the time prior to their application. They are fully up-to-date with their taxes. An applicant's tax clearance statement will be checked and confirmed online by NTA. They have passed both parts of the SPSV Driver Entry Test and have received the SPSV Skills Development Certificate. See Chapter 11, Preparing for Your Test. Applicants for the local area Hackney driver licenses do not have to pass the SPSV Driver Entry Test. They have successfully completed the free online professional development course for safeguarding and disability awareness. Note, proof of tax clearance must be given to An Garda Síochána with the license application and the name with revenue must match the one on the license. Driver license holders must continue their tax clearance status throughout the license period. 2.3. SPSV Driver License Application Process. What you need to do. 1. Step 1. Pass the test and pay the fee. To apply for an SPSV driver license, you must complete and pass both parts of the SPSV driver entry test and get your SPSV skills development certificate. Complete the free online professional development course for safeguarding and disability awareness. Pay the correct license fee to NTA using a credit or debit card. This is €250 for a new SPSV driver's license. You can do this by calling the information line 0818 064 000. NTA will provide you with a paper copy of the receipt for this fee, which you will need for your application to An Garda Síochána. The fee can only be used for one license application. Note, there are no refunds for the license fee, so you should only pay it when you have passed the SPSV driver entry test and if you know you can also meet all the other conditions for licensing. 2. Step 2. Apply for the license. Gather the required documentation and apply for your license. Driver license application checklist. Your SPSV skills development certificate and the receipt for your license fee. Proof of your tax clearance status. Your current driving license and your driver license history. This is available from the National Driver License Service, NDLS. 3 official photographs of you, each measuring approximately 10 cm by 7 cm. These should meet passport standards. Additional requirements. A signed statement agreeing that you will not drive an SPSV for more than 11 hours in any 3 days, one after the other. Details of any other work you have, including the name and address of your employer, if relevant. If your other job involves driving, provide proof that you have told the employer of your plans to apply for an SPSV driver's license. A statement that your health does not change your ability to drive an SPSV and that you are not taking medication that could negatively impact your ability to drive safely. A statement that you have not been found guilty of any of the crimes that are explained in Section 30, Subsection 3, or the Schedule to the Taxi Regulation Acts 2013 and 2016. Any additional documents requested by An Garda Síochána. 1. When you have everything on the checklist, go to your local Garda station and complete the PSV15 application form. 2. Submit the completed application form with all the items on the checklist to the Garda station. If you live in Dublin, you will submit your application to the carriage office. The application process can take up to 12 weeks to complete and includes a review to check that you are a suitable person to hold an SPSV driver license, background check. If you have any questions about your application, contact An Garda Síochána. Tip: local area Hackney driver license applications have different requirements. See Appendix B, Local Area Hackneys. What you need to know. Local area Hackney driver licenses. A local area Hackney driver license is different from the SPSV driver license in some important ways. The license holder is only allowed to drive local area Hackneys. The license specifies a restricted area where the holder can pick up passengers. This area is usually within a radius of 5 to 7 kilometres of an approved local area. A person applying for a local area Hackney driver license must already have a vehicle license for a local area Hackney. Mandatory disqualification. If you have been found guilty and convicted of certain crimes in Ireland or elsewhere listed in the Taxi Regulation Acts 2013 and 2016, you cannot hold an SPSV driver license. If you already have an SPSV driver license, it will be taken away and you cannot get a new license or renew your current one while you are disqualified. Disqualification periods. Life. Some crimes listed, like murder, rape, and some sexual offences, can result in a lifetime disqualification. Part 1 of the schedule. 12 months. Other crimes have a time limit, such as a 12-month disqualification if you have a suspended sentence. 5 years. You are disqualified for up to 5 years after being released from prison. Time plus 3 to 5 years. If you are disqualified from driving for any of the following Road Traffic Act crimes or their international equivalents, you will also be disqualified from driving an SPSV for the same length of time, plus an additional 3 to 5 years. Offences related to Road Traffic Act crimes include careless or dangerous driving, driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol, or supervising a vehicle while you are under the influence of drugs or alcohol, failing to provide a specimen, for example, a blood or urine sample. If you have been automatically disqualified, you can ask the appropriate court for permission to apply for an SPSV driver license or to get your current license back. If you want to appeal or question a mandatory disqualification, you must tell both on Garda Síochána and NTA. If you think that any of this may apply to you, it is a good idea to read the relevant laws and speak to a lawyer. Note, you must tell on Garda Síochána immediately of any relevant conviction or any crime related to your license. Licenses and ID cards. Paper license and IDs. Once your SPSV driver license application is approved, on Garda Síochána will supply you with your SPSV driver license and also inform the NTA. Your paper license, PSV 17, is issued directly to you from the on Garda Síochána PSV office. Next, NTA will send you two types of ID. A large driver display card for the dashboard of any SPSV you drive. A small smart card, which you must always keep with you while you are driving an SPSV. Both cards have your photograph, name, driver's license number, and the expiry date of your license. Your driver display card will also have the area where you are allowed to stand or ply for hire. These cards confirm to customers that you are certified by NTA and have the relevant industry knowledge. Note, keep the cards safe. If you lose either of these identification cards, you must report the loss to an on Garda Síochána PSV office immediately. Note, a driver license is given to a specified individual and cannot be used by anyone else. Driver display cards. Your driver display card must be clearly shown on the dashboard whenever you are working as an SPSV driver. The card shows where you are allowed to pick up passengers without a booking. For taxis and wheelchair accessible taxis, the card lists the county where you are licensed to work. For local area Hackney drivers, it shows the specific area where you can accept passengers. If you want to pick up passengers without a booking in more than one county, you must pass the area knowledge test for each extra county. You will then get a driver display card for each county you qualify in. Smart cards. You must always carry your smart card with you when you are operating as an SPSV driver. Area stickers. SPSV regulations state that if you drive a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, you must display an area sticker on your roof sign. Area stickers are silver and they have a one or two letter code for the county where you are licensed to work. If you are licensed in more than one county, you can use more than one sticker. It is your responsibility to make sure the correct sticker is shown on the operational roof sign while you are working. Note, drivers who do not display the correct sticker when working may get a fixed payment penalty. SPSV driver license. If you are granted an SPSV driver license, you can drive any category of SPSV, taxi, wheelchair accessible taxi, Hackney, wheelchair accessible Hackney, local area Hackney, or limousine. Your vehicle must be licensed as an SPSV. You can accept a pre-booked journey for any area. Tip: when driving a taxi or a wheelchair accessible taxi, you can only stand or ply for hire in the county or counties where you are licensed. However, you can drive passengers to places outside the county you are licensed for, and you can accept pre-booked trips from any county. Local area Hackney license. If you are granted a local area Hackney driver license, you can only drive a local area Hackney, and you can only accept passengers in the local area where your license is valid. License expiry. SPSV driver license. A regular SPSV driver license can be valid for up to 5 years. The renewal process is described in the next section, 2.4, Renewing Your SPSV Driver License. Local Area Hackney Driver License. A local area Hackney driver license can be valid for 3 years and cannot be renewed, but you can apply for a new one when it expires. 2.4. Renewing Your SPSV Driver License. Renewal process and fees. The requirements for renewing your license are similar to those for a new license application, as described in Section 2.3 SPSV Driver License Application Process, except you are not required to pass the SPSV Driver Entry Test or complete the Safeguarding and Disability Awareness Training online course. It is your responsibility to know when your SPSV driver's license expires and to renew your license on time. Your new license starts after your current one ends. Early renewal. You can apply to renew your license early, up to 3 months before it expires. It is better to renew early. NTA sends out reminder notifications advising drivers to renew their license early. This helps to ensure that you receive your updated driver display card and smart card on time. Late renewal. Your license can be renewed for a period of 12 months from the expiry date for a higher payment or late renewal fee. SPSV driver licenses expired for more than 12 months cannot be renewed or reactivated. Note, you cannot continue working if your license is expired and you have not renewed it on time. You could be fined up to €5,000 for driving without a valid SPSV license. Tip, remember, license application fees are non-refundable. Make sure to meet all the rules and licensing requirements set out by An Garda Síochána before paying. SPSV driver license renewal fees. Renewal submitted before license expires, €250. Renewal submitted up to 30 days after expiry, €300. Renewal submitted more than 30 days but within 12 months after expiry, €400. The requirements for renewing your driver license are similar to those laid out in Step 2 of Section 2.3 SPSV Driver License Application Process. Use the checklist and steps below to renew your driver license and refer to Section 2.3 of this manual for any additional requirements. Driver License Renewal Application Checklist. Proof of your tax clearance status. Your current driving license and your driver license history. This is available from the National Driver License Service, NDLS. 3 official photographs of you, each measuring approximately 10 cm by 7 cm. These should meet passport standards. Your SPSV driving license. 1. Call 0818-064-000 to pay the required non-refundable license fee by card. The NTA will provide you with a receipt. Keep the receipt for your application. 2. Collect and complete a PSV 18 renewal form at your local Garda station. 3. Submit your application form with all the required items on the checklist to the Garda station. 4. The Gardaí will check your application. If approved, they will give you an SPSV license, PSV 17. An Garda Síochána can provide an SPSV driver license validity period for up to 5 years. 5. NTA will create and send your new driver display card and smart card. 6. NTA will update the SPSV public register with your name and details. Tip: if you live in Dublin, submit your renewal application to the carriage office. License states. Your license can be in one of three states. Active. The SPSV driver is licensed to drive and can operate legally if all regulations are being met. Inactive. The license is expired and the driver is not allowed to operate. The license can be renewed within 12 months of the expiry date. Timed out. The license is expired for over 12 months and cannot be replaced. A new license, including an SPSV driver entry test, must be applied for. 2.5. Your rights and responsibilities. SPSV driver rights. As a licensed SPSV driver, it is important that you understand your rights. Fares. You have the right to be paid in full for each journey you agreed in advance or calculated on the taximeter, whichever is less, for each hire. To end the journey or the hire of your vehicle if the passenger fails or refuses to pay that fare. Refusal of service. You may reasonably refuse service to carry passengers who smoke or consume tobacco, eat food or drink in your vehicle, act in an aggressive, intoxicated, drunk or disorderly manner, are likely to dirty or damage the vehicle, request journeys of more than 30 kilometres in a taxi or wheelchair-accessible taxi, request journeys where bad weather, road conditions or traffic controls would make the trip unsafe or impractical, exceed the number of people permitted to be carried under the vehicle licence, have luggage or items which are larger or weigh more than the vehicle's luggage carrying capacity and can cause damage or a risk to health and safety. SPSV driver responsibilities. You also have certain responsibilities when dealing with the travelling public, as outlined below. Fares. Taxis must have a working taximeter that is set properly and checked in line with the National Maximum Taxi Fare Order. Taximeters must calculate the fare for every journey taken, even when a fare has been agreed in advance for the trip. Taxi drivers may not charge more than the National Maximum Taxi Fare for any journey. They may charge less if they wish. Hackneys and limousines must not charge more than the agreed fare. Taxi drivers must have an in-taxi point-of-sale payment device and must accept cashless payments for taxi journeys when requested by customers. Receipts. A taxi driver must have the ability to print a receipt from the printer attached to the taximeter. They must offer it to the customer at the end of every journey. See Chapter 7, Fares, for more details. A hackney or limousine driver must make a written receipt available to the customer at the end of the journey. See Chapter 7, Fares, for more details. Unreasonable refusal of service. You cannot refuse service except as outlined in your rights above. In particular, a taxi may not refuse short journeys under 30 kilometres. Customer service. You must have a good knowledge of major routes and destinations, and you must follow any direction or route chosen by the passenger. You must keep the vehicle clean and roadworthy. You must offer help with luggage. Chapter 8, Delivering Customer Satisfaction, has additional information on delivering an exceptional customer experience. Guide dogs, assistance animals, and mobility aids. You must accept and carry guide dogs, assistance animals, and mobility aids for passengers who need them at no extra charge. Operating in multiple counties. If, as a taxi driver, you want to stand or ply for hire in any county other than the one in which you were originally licensed, you will need to pass the area knowledge test for each additional county. Apply for the test as described in Chapter 11, Preparing for Your Test. When you apply, state that you want to take the area knowledge test only. You will be asked for your SPSV driver license number. Bring your SPSV smart card or display card with you to the test. If you are successful, you will be given a driver display card showing the additional county for which you are licensed. Regulations. You must understand the SPSV regulations. Display the tamper-proof license discs and driver display card. Comply with seatbelt regulations. Comply with the Road Traffic Act and other relevant regulations. Stand or apply for hire only in the county or counties named on your driver display card or cards, in a taxi or wheelchair accessible taxi. Inform NTA as soon as possible if you change your address or any other contact details. Call the SPSV information line 0818 064 000 or write to NTA. Tell the Gardaí if you change your address. Note, it is an offence not to inform NTA in writing of your change of address within 21 days. This is important to ensure that you receive updates from NTA regarding your licence. SPSV Driver Check App. This is a safety app for passengers. The app shows a driver's name and the photo used in their licence application. All active SPSV driver and vehicle licences are listed in the app. This means An Garda Síochána has checked, registered and approved the person to hold an SPSV driver licence. The app allows people to check if a driver and vehicle are licensed and on the SPSV public register. Confirm that the driver is linked to the vehicle they are using. Verify a driver's identity. Passengers can use options on the app to verify and approve a driver, or they can report a driver and take a different vehicle.